case number 10826, Gerald and Sylvia Smith, north of Road 297, Oak Orchard Road, southeast of Cannon Street, being Lot 31 and part of Lot 85 within Delaware Oyster Farm Development, a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Name and address, sir.
Gerald Smith, 37085 Sandpiper Road, Hillsborough, Delaware.
You gonna testify also? Let's have it.
Robert McVeigh, 21 Fairway Avenue, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Thank you.
What was your last name again?
McVeigh, M.C.
Uh-huh.
V.E.Y.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Daniel Myers here on behalf of Gerald and Sylvia Smith, and this is a request for a 1.7-foot front yard setback for a dwelling, a 0.6-foot variance for a side yard setback, and a 3.5-foot variance for a first-story deck. This property is located in Charles Fagan and Delaware Oyster Farm subdivision. It was plotted in 1960, is when the file was, the lot was plotted and subdivided. If you take a look at the survey, you'll see that this lot is only 4,332 square feet, which is a very small lot. If you take a lot that size and you apply the zoning regulations to it of 30 feet front setback, 10 side, and 10 rear, that takes almost three quarters of the lot away just in setbacks. So that is, you know, that really makes this unique, and applying the zoning regulations to the lot creates a hardship to the owner. The house itself was placed, it's manufactured construction in 2007. If you take a look at the survey, they did attempt to meet the setbacks. In the lower right-hand corner, you'll see where it says 10.2. So the rear setback, that was the starting point that they did to meet the rear setback. And they couldn't go any further right or they would violate the rear setback. And they took that starting point, and if you look at the right front of the house and go forward to the street line, that's actually 30 feet. And if you take the lower left-hand corner of the house and go to the left lot line, that's 10 feet. But this lot is not a rectangle, it's a parallelogram, which brings the front lot line down and skews the angles, and that created the front setback on the upper left-hand side and the setback of the 9.4 feet on the one side. And if you actually look at the house, you can't move it back to meet the front setback at all. There's not enough room in the front, so you couldn't put this house. It's only 971 square feet, so it's not a large house that they're trying to put on this lot. And we believe that, you know, the uniqueness of the lot and applying the zoning regulations for the setback creates these issues. To call Mr. Smith.
I was not aware when we put the house on there that it was not a rectangle. The critical area, as he mentioned already, is in the lower right-hand corner, the southeast corner, and we made very sure that that did meet the requirements. Had it been a rectangle, everything would have fitted properly. Since it turned out not to be, that's what caused our problems, and I was completely unaware of that until I received the results of the survey just a few weeks ago.
Did you contract someone to put this?
Yes.
And who was that?
That was Manufactured Housing Concepts.
Okay. And they're the ones that placed the foundation,
yes,
and the house on the,
yes.
And they were aware of what the setbacks?
I was very specific in that point, yes.
Do you intend to enlarge at all to create any other violations?
No.
I have nothing further from Mr. Smith. I'd like to call Bob McVeigh. Please state your occupation.
Yes, my name is Bob McVeigh, and I am a real estate broker. I've been I'm the broker of record for Mann and Sons in Rehoboth Beach. I've been a broker since, or I've been a real estate agent since 1995.
And are you familiar with the property values in this area?
Yes, I am.
And if this variance is granted, will it alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No, I believe that if this variance is granted, it will not affect the values of the properties within this community.
We have nothing further.
Okay.
There's a CO got issued for this, though, right?
Yes.
Even though it was advised.
2007. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Gordon? Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Just for the record, Manufactured Housing Concepts had a record for placing several mobile homes in the setbacks back then.
And had several of them?
04, 06, and now 2 and 07.
Thanks for that, Mr. Mills. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Chairman, I believe the applicant has proven that the property is indeed unique in the size of it and the way it's situated. I believe it possibly could be developed otherwise, but it, as so stated, the Manufactured Housing Concepts placed it off, and it would be difficult anyway to do that in this particular lot. It wasn't created by the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 10,826.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,826. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.